Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. A Chicago City Council committee approved plans for a new Wrigleyville development Tuesday over the objections of preservation groups. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports that if approved, three residential buildings that overlook Wrigley Field with rooftop seating will be demolished and turned into one 29-unit building. Bar Preservation Chicago and some neighbors oppose the plan. Thousands have signed an online petition urging for the historic facades to be preserved and not demoed. Here's Preservation Chicago's Patrick Grassi.
Cities across the country have tried in vain to recreate the Wrigley experience. Other cities offer a sort of Disneyfied version of this experience at best. We have the real McCoy. We shouldn't discard it.
Alderperson Bennett Lawson says developers went through numerous revisions of the design and that the new building will have six affordable units. The plan now heads to the full city council for approval. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has filled out the necessary paperwork to get on Illinois' ballot in November. The State Journal Register reports Green Party candidate Jill Stein and two Illinois residents also filed paperwork with the State Board of Elections this week. The election board still needs to confirm the validity of papers before adding candidates to the ballot. Two people locked up at Robinson Prison in downstate Illinois recently went on hunger strikes because of problems with how sentence credits are being calculated. They believe if their credits were corrected, they'd be out of prison already. Reporter Charlotte West with Open Campus says hundreds of people in Illinois prisons believe they are owed time off their sentences.
This issue has the potential to be, oh, it's just a paperwork issue. But Lester May, who was one of the individuals who went on a hunger strike, said that for every day that his paperwork is not processed as an extra day that he spends in prison. And for him, that's freedom.
A law that went into effect this year awarded sentence credits for things like work and education. But poor record keeping by the Illinois Department of Corrections has made application of the law uneven. A corrections spokesperson says they are still reviewing records to determine if additional credit should be awarded. A new partnership is resurrecting a much-loved local beer. Short Fuse Brewing Company in suburban Schiller Park has acquired Metropolitan Brewing Company's brand rights and beers. Law Club reports the acquisition means Metropolitan's craft beers are once again available for public consumption. Metropolitan Brewing closed in December after 15 years in business. Short Fuse is throwing a re-release party on July 12th at its Schiller Park taproom, featuring Metropolitan's Crankshaft and Flywheel beer. Distribution of other Metropolitan beers will start in late July. Weather for today, thunderstorms and clouds this afternoon, highs in the low 90s. Tonight, thunderstorms and showers with heavy rainfall, low near 70. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds with a chance for morning thunderstorms. Not as hot, high of 75. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.